Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Healthy But Human podcast. And my name is Callie Gualy, and I'm so excited you're here. I'm going to be fully transparent. This is like my fourth take at this introduction. I don't know what's going on today, you guys. I feel like usually it just flows. But anyways, we are here and I'm so excited to have you listening today. We're going to be diving into how to have a holy girl workout routine this summer or whenever you're listening. Maybe you're listening in the winter. And I know some of you guys live in Australia and across the world where it's winter right now. But anyways, I am so pumped to just deep dive into this topic. I know we've briefly touched on how to make your workout routine honoring to the Lord, how to have God as a part of your workout routine. And we talked last week about Holy Girl Summer Habits, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to just deep dive into some of the stuff we talked about last week and on a deeper level. So we're just girls, we're just hanging out, just chatting, and I thought it'd be really cool to talk about this because this is something that is actually very relevant to my own personal walk with God right now. I recently joined the gym. What? Oh my goodness. The Pilates princess goes to the gym. Yes. Okay, wait. You guys are probably going to laugh because a couple of years ago, I realized I was literally so legalistic about Pilates. Like, I would not let myself go to the gym. I thought that if people found out I went to the gym, even though I just talk about Pilates all the time on social media, I'm a Pilates instructor, I have my own Pilates studios, people were gonna be like, wait, she doesn't practice what she preaches. So I was terrified to like let people in that I was going to the gym, which looking back, I just wanna give myself a hug because to let that fear of man control me, you guys, don't let people control you. Number one. Number two is who cares what your workout routine looks like? It has to just work for your goals and for yourself. I mean, I do Pilates very consistently. I will say I was definitely craving some more resistance training in my life, and I haven't gone to the gym in a while. It's really important, actually, to give your body variety. There we go. In your workout routine. And so adding some heavy weights, it's a good thing. And my muscles are like, oh, finally, I love this. So anyways, I definitely am a little Pilates girly through and through. Love Pilates, but it's been kind of fun to go to the gym a couple of times. I've been twice. So I'm acting like I go to the gym all the time. No, it's literally been two times in the past 2 weeks. But I went this morning and I want to just dive into some stuff I've been learning about how to really navigate the workout world with God. Because, you know, I've been in my little, just almost want to call it like happy land, whatever. What's it called when you, it's like not reality, but it's like not La La Land, maybe La La Land a little bit. My bubble, there we go. I've been in a nice little bubble for a while. I have a faith-based Pilates studio. Shameless plug, it's called Sunshine Pilates. It's in South Florida. But if you're listening and you're not in South Florida, I have online YouTube workouts as well. And the account is Sunshine Pilates. I'll link it. So go check it out. I also have an app. It is also called Sweaty Studio. It's called Sweaty Studio. It is different than Sunshine Pilates. Sunshine Pilates is very much faith-based Christian workouts. Sweaty Studio is rooted in faith, but it's not as much of the outward. There's not like time with the Lord at the end of the workouts and stuff, if that makes sense. So I have a couple studios. Anyways, that being said, I've been doing I've been doing my workouts at my faith-based studio for a while, and it's primarily all girls that go. It is very much like a safe space. I feel very comfortable there. It's amazing. I love it. So then I sign up for LA Fitness. And I step into LA Fitness, you guys, I felt like a lost puppy. I literally am like, wait, where am I? I was texting John, my husband, who's also an LA Fitness gym goer. And I was like, John, where are the bathrooms? Where are the lockers? I was kind of having like a not mental breakdown, but a little, you know, when like you go into a new place and socially you're just like, oh my gosh, like I feel like everyone's staring at me. This is so uncomfortable. I feel so like lost. I don't want to look like I'm lost, but you know, like I also don't want to care what people think about me, but you know what I mean? That's how I was feeling. So I'm like walking around this gym trying to act like I know where I am, even though I have literally no idea where I am. I have no idea where anything is. And finally, I just like by the grace of God, found the bathrooms. I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm like texting John. I'm like, where are the lockers? Where do I put my stuff? And he's not responding. And he said that he saw my text, but he was like, he didn't want to like rescue me. And honestly, I appreciate that. He was empowering me. So I go out and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to find the lockers. I found the lockers. Then I'm like, I need to just like go hide a little bit and kind of scope out the situation, see where we're at, see what's going on. I go upstairs to the cardio area and I thought the stair climber was up there, but it wasn't. And I was like walking back and forth and I was like, oh my gosh, like where is the stair climber? And finally I was like, I'm just going to go on the elliptical. Maybe they don't have a stair climber here. So I'm on the elliptical. And I'm kind of just looking down around the gym and I'm like, oh my goodness, like, where's the stair climber? Like, is everyone staring at me? That everyone's staring at me thought, you guys, okay? Hold on to that. And I'm just kind of feeling really self-conscious. I was just like in a totally new environment. Finally, I spot the stair climber. All of them are taken. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go down there until there's one open. I don't want to be walking around. So then finally, I'm like also looking at my workout, trying to like look at Instagram videos for ideas for legs, because I just like didn't know what I was doing. I have been teaching Pilates for a long time, but you know, the gym is a different place. And I was like, how do you do all these machines? I don't want to hurt myself. I don't know. So you can probably tell by me talking right now, I was feeling a little anxious. I was having a little worry, anxious girl moment. You know how they have shy girl gym workouts? That was what I was experiencing. I was feeling shy girl. So finally I'm like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to brave and overcome my fears. And I'm going to go to the stair climber. So I'm at the stair climber and there's just like all these dudes everywhere. I feel like there was like two girls at the gym. I was feeling so self-conscious and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is so uncomfortable. I feel like everyone's looking at me. Then finally I go to the cable machine. I'm doing some kickbacks and I'm like, oh, I really hope all these guys aren't staring at my butt. All this stuff, just so many intrusive thoughts were going on in my mind, you guys. It was actually like a war zone in my mind. I'm also listening to just all this music and I was also trying to take all these thoughts captive about like kind of like vanity thoughts, lust fault thoughts, things like that. And finally, I just left the gym after a workout. I felt pretty good after the workout, but I was like, that kind of sucked. Like, that was really intense on the spiritual level. And when I was at the gym, towards the end, I was kind of just chatting with the Lord about it. And I was like, God, what is going on? Like, why do I feel like this spiritually right now? Why do I feel like I'm just so insecure, so anxious? I'm struggling with all these different things. And God showed me a couple of things about the environment at the gym. One of the things was insecurity. It was something that was very prevalent in the gym at the one that I go to. And it kind of like clicked in my mind. I was like, okay, like this is not flesh and blood, you guys. Like, this is a spiritual experience everywhere that we go. And anyways, fast forward to today. I go to the gym and I will say I was a lot more on guard. I was like, okay, I feel a lot more confident going into this. I feel like I know more what I'm doing. And I'm just going to like listen to a podcast today and just keep my mind focused on the Lord. I was listening to a Christian podcast and it was just honestly made the entire thing just so much better. So that being said, I wanted to share that story with you because me going to the gym opened my eyes to what the fitness world can be like. And I know as women, not every single one of us experiences these things, but I do think that a lot of us have experienced these things, or maybe we do feel these things on a day-to-day basis. Like today, I will say, I still felt pretty self-conscious when I was at the gym. I was still a lot more aware of my body and a lot more aware of like, I don't want all these guys like staring at me. So like, I need to make sure that I don't know. I just like don't want to like, I just like don't want that to happen. So I was just like feeling uncomfortable is the word. So anyways, I wanted to talk about this long intro there about kind of the backstory about where I'm at in my fitness journey is I think today was a really cool stepping stone in my fitness journey. I already knew and I've already been practicing the whole have Jesus be part of your workout, but I think going to an environment where it's so worldly, it's even more important that we are actively pursuing the Lord as we're exercising. So let's say you go to the gym, or you go to a Pilates studio, or you go to maybe both, or you go to a HIIT place, or whatever the case is, wherever you go work out, even at your house, if you work at your house. Let's just first address a topic that I think is so prevalent in fitness. Let's talk about body image, you guys. Let's talk about the struggle of vanity when we're working out. I know for myself, there have been so many moments where I look at myself in the mirror and I wish my body looked differently. And the reason why I'm thinking these things is because I saw something else in my life, someone else where maybe their body was a little bit curvier in places, a little bit smaller, a little bit more toned. Maybe they didn't have cellulite on the back of their legs or whatever the case is. I have cellulite on the back of my legs, by the way. So I think we all have something. You're like, we're all humans. I don't know. Anyways, in those moments when we have seen those other people, that's when the enemy has planted seeds that your body, something's wrong with your body because you don't look like the other people or that person or whatever the case is. That is something that I've actively dealt with for so long in my life. How do we overcome that? How do we overcome body image? I think the first thing to do is to acknowledge what's going on. Acknowledge that this is happening and give it to God. Give this belief system to God that maybe something that you're believing that something is wrong with your body, that you're not beautiful enough, that you're not snatched enough, that you're not toned enough, small enough, whatever it is that is causing this insecurity, give it to God. Invite the Holy Spirit into that belief system. Ask him to help you know what the truth is about yourself. I ask God, honestly, daily, help me see myself the way you see me, Lord. Help me take these thoughts captive that are trying to come in and convince me that I'm not beautiful, that something is wrong with me. Like, it's a consistent daily practice to just give these things to the Lord. And I think at the gym, I mean, you have to just be mindful about it. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you have that thought, immediately take it captive and give it to God. We have to take our thoughts captive because that is where seeds can be planted. If we don't take it captive, we believe it for an instant, it's planted. And then from there, it can start to grow roots and grow and turn into strongholds and more things like that. So that's my number one thing for body image. I think number two is establishing our why for exercise. And you got to get so real with yourself here. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to lose weight or wanting to get stronger. Different things like that can actually be really good for our bodies. Like, maybe your body is needing to lose some weight to be a little bit healthier. But, you know, I think it's interesting that those things have been really twisted to be these negative things that can make people feel inadequate or like something, their body's not good enough. I think whatever our goal is, maybe my goal for the gym, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys, is I want to get stronger. I want to get stronger legs and strengthen my entire body. I've noticed that when I've been holding bell and stuff, that sometimes certain muscles in my body have felt really bad because they're just not strong enough. And also, I think honestly, on a physical level, like, I've wanted to maybe, I don't love weight because I feel like weight's not a great representation of our body, but maybe like a little part of me, there's been some fat that I want to lose in my body. And I think it's important that whatever your goals are, is that we just give them to God. We surrender them to God and we ask God to show us if those goals are pure or not pure. Like, as I'm speaking that, I'm like, I don't know if that's a pure thought or a pure goal. Maybe that goal is rooted in feeling like maybe my body isn't small enough or toned enough or whatever it is. So I think, like, get with God in those goals. Ask God to help you set fitness goals. Like, that is, I want to do that. I'm going to do that, you guys. Let's all do that together. I think that'd be really cool. So I think that's the first and foremost thing. Where is our foundation built on our workout routine? Is it built on a goal that is created with the Lord, or is it built on a goal that maybe is rooted in vanity? And yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I want to actually read some scripture right now before the podcast, I was looking up areas in the Bible where it talks about exercise. And there definitely is stuff in the Bible about exercise. And so I think that's pretty cool. I think something that my church actually talked about on Sunday is how our bodies are our temples. We are literally temples of the Holy Spirit. The temple used to be a brick and mortar temple, and the Lord used to dwell in that. But then when the new covenant happened with Jesus and the Holy Spirit was given, freely given to us, now our bodies are the dwelling place. Now our bodies are the temple of the Lord. And so there's a lot of things in scripture about taking care of our bodies, spiritually and physically. So the first thing I want to read is 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 to 20. And I do want to say, really important, you guys, to read context with scripture. So don't just read one verse when you're trying to figure out what the verse means. Make sure you read the stuff before it and after it. So I do want to say, in this scripture in particular, it's talking about sexual sin before this verse. But I do want to say that I think this verse can apply to other stuff besides sexual sin. But I just want to give you guys the context. That is where this is coming from. And interpret it as the Lord leads you in this. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. And before this, it's really talking about running away from sexual sin and how sexual sin, I mean, it says sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. So I think that it's one of those things where, in general, I mean, it's really important that we take care of our bodies. Think about it like this. If you have a house and your house is where, let's say you have your friends over every single weekend for a nice, fancy, beautiful brunch, and then suddenly you just kind of stop cleaning your house. You slowly just stop taking care of it, and all of a sudden there's a lot of dirt in your house, things get messy. And then things start to break, then bugs start to come in, then plants begin to overgrow in your yard. And all of a sudden, when your friends come over for brunch, it's not as welcoming as a place as it used to be. And maybe your house like isn't functioning as well for a hangout with brunch. And I know this is not the exact same type of example, but I think you might be able to follow me here. Our bodies are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. If we aren't taking care of ourselves, if we're not eating enough food to give our body enough energy to sustain the day and thrive, if we're not getting enough sleep to feel clarity in our mind, to feel energized, to feel alert for the Lord, if we're not moving our bodies to keep our muscles healthy and strong, to keep our heart strong. All of the benefits of exercise, there are so many benefits of exercise. If we're not doing those things, our body, it's gonna slowly deteriorate. You have to take care of your body. But on an even more important level, and I wanna read another scripture for us that we've probably heard, is 1 Timothy 4:8. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So yes, exercise is super important, but what's even more important is our spiritual health. Are we taking care of our relationship with the Lord? Are we reading the Bible? Are we getting to know more about God? Are we actively taking intrusive thoughts captive and handing them off to Jesus? Are we forgiving other people? Are we repenting for our sin? So I think all of these things are just so important to really dwell on. And maybe if there's an area as I was speaking you feel convicted on, pray into that. I know there are things that I felt convicted on, you guys. So giving it to the Lord, truly give it to God. And I think with exercise, ultimately, give it to God. That's the most important thing with everything that you do, you guys, is to just give it to the Lord. Give it to God and really surrendering it to Him. I want to talk a little bit about just some tips I have for your workouts that can help you keep your mind on the Lord when you're working out. When I know maybe there are those intrusive thoughts that are trying to come at you, maybe whatever, comparison, jealousy, different things like that. Some things that have really helped me keep my mind on the Lord. And I think that is how we really can combat those things as we work out, is making sure our mind is on the Lord as we're exercising, first and foremost is, what are we listening to? Are we listening to just like really worldly music? Are we listening to, I don't know, what are we listening to? I love listening to hype Christian music. I have a playlist. I'll link it below, actually. It's called Actually, I think it's called Actually Good Worship. Workout Worship Music. I think that's what it's called. It's on Spotify. I will link it, you guys. I basically compiled a bunch of really good house music, rap music, pop music that's all Christian. It's so good, you guys. I poured so much time into finding this stuff because it does make a difference. I mean, when you work out, you want to feel really hype. And sometimes, you know, as much as I love a good church worship music song, it isn't going to get me going as I'm running. Not that I really run, but as I'm stair climbing, there we go. Like, I love a good house music song. So anyways, I think that's really good. Also, listening to a podcast when you work out, I loved that today. That helped me so much when I was just like, to stay focused. I feel like at the gym, you're not in a guided workout class, so it can be easy to get distracted. That's really helpful, I think. I'm going to probably do it the next time I work out. Okay, so also, if you're like, what are some other good podcasts? Obviously, Healthy Be Human. Definitely. I mean, you're already listening to it. But I think another one I listened to today that I did really like is called Saved Not Soft. That was good. I've listened to, I think, two of her episodes. Girls Gone Bible is a good one. Oh my goodness. Christ with Coffee on Ice by Ali Yost is one of my favorites. That one's so fire. And I think those are kind of like the main ones I have on replay right now. I need to find some more. But I feel like I kind of was not in a podcast phase for a bit. I was just listening to music. So if you guys have recs, let me know. I just like a good chill podcast. It's like chatty and fun. Okay. So other tips I have for you guys is, make sure what you're consuming is good. Also, watch your eyes. Where are you looking? Are we looking around the gym staring at a bunch of guys and girls comparing ourselves? Or are we just focused on what we're doing? I think keeping your eyes pretty much down is the good move, unless like you have friends and stuff at the gym. But that's where I just try to shield my eyes. I don't even want to give the enemy any sort of foothold for lust. I just don't even want that. So I just try to keep my eyes down, focus on myself and the Lord as I'm working out, not focused on a bunch of other people at the gym. I think the next thing is taking care of your body. Listen to your body. Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm maybe gonna get my period soon, and I was feeling very just like low energy today, so I didn't kill myself in a workout. It's important to take care of your body. We don't have to have a crazy intense workout every single time we work out. Like, just listen to your body here. Your body is going to signal to you when it needs to slow down, when it needs to go a little bit harder. And if you know anything about working out with your cycle, it's super cool. If you track your cycle, there's different phases of your cycle. And you can look at some of my old episodes on how to track your cycle. I have some special guests who are experts in that. But we have different phases in our cycle as women. And in each phase, there's different exercises that are better for us, that are more aligned with how we're feeling. But I think ultimately, to keep it simple, you know when your body needs to slow down. If your body is screaming at you in pain in an exercise, don't do it. That's literally harming yourself. It's important to treat your body with love. Would you do that to your kid? Would you do that to your best friend? Would you do that to your puppy? I don't think so. I would not have my puppies keep working out if they were in severe pain. So why would we do that for ourselves? Let's be real. And then I think the next thing is just like continuing to commune with the Lord as you're exercising. I love to just chat with Jesus. Be like, Jesus, where are you right now in this room? What are you doing? What do you think about this? I love to ask him, what do you think about this place? What do you think about this exercise or this blank? I think even asking him for some exercise ideas. Oh my goodness. He has put so many fun ideas in my mind when I'm teaching Pilates class, you guys, that I never have seen ever anywhere. And they're fire. I'm like, wait, this is so good. So I think just constantly talking with the Lord, it'll help you so much when you work out. And it'll help you a lot with your goals too. I mean, truly, if you just give God everything and just let him guide your life, like, you can't really go wrong there. And yeah, I think ultimately listening to your body is so key when you work out, loving your body. You can't hate yourself into a body that you love. And also, I just want to talk about this for a second, you guys. This is something that I'm actively navigating. And I think like what I've come to terms with is my main goal with the way I dress at the gym is I just don't want to draw a bunch of attention to myself. I just don't want guys to stare at me, plain and simple. And I think it's important to be mindful about what you're wearing at the gym. What are you trying to draw attention to your body? I think if you are, I've been there. So maybe dive into that with the Lord and just let him kind of reveal to you where your heart is with all of that. Maybe why you're seeking attention, why you're desiring these things, and just asking him to like give you guidance on like how to dress in a way that's fun, that is reflective of your style, but also isn't drawing like a bunch of negative attention to your body that's like in a lustful, gross way. So that's something that I think I've been walking through with the Lord lately. That's been really cool. I think it also helps kind of like what environment are you in? I know for sure, like when I do a workout with all girls, I feel so much less. I wear like a sports bra and leggings when I work out with girls, and it's all girls. Like it doesn't, to me, I haven't felt that like same level of conviction. Where when there's like a bunch of guys at the gym, I definitely feel a lot more self-conscious and like I don't want to be drawing all this attention to myself. So anyways, that's just some stuff that I've been navigating and things I've been learning from God. I hope this episode helped you. I hope that you take away something from it. Let me know below which of these things you want to apply to your workout routine. And like I said before, go check out my faith-based Pilates workouts on YouTube, Sunshine Pilates. I also have the app Sweaty Studio. They are different. They're not the exact same thing. They're different businesses. I call them sister studios. Sweaty Studio is a lot more affirmations packed, a lot more. I just like want to help you feel encouraged and uplifted and in a not so serious workout space. And then Sunshine Pilates is like actively, we're really just pressing into the Lord when we're working out. I mean, it's so fun and amazing. So there's both of those things. And then if you're in South Florida, I have an in-person studio, Sunshine Pilates. And yeah, if you don't do Pilates and you are just more of a gym girly, a hit girly, whatever you are, try and just implement these ideas into your workout routine and let me know how it goes. If you love this episode, do me a favor and tag me on socials. Also, send it to a friend who would really love this episode as well. And I hope you have the best day. Thanks for being in this HBH fam. You guys are awesome. And I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy but human. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.